In Jamaica, food items deemed unfit for human consumption may already be on the market. This is WAVS News. The revelation was made by Chief Food Storage Officer at the Food Storage and Prevention of Infestation Division, Dr. Roy McNeil. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce has issued a notice cautioning members of the public to avoid purchasing rice, flour, red kidney beans and cornmeal from unverified sources. Dr. McNeil tells Nationwide News the division is probing whether the missing food containers were swept away in the flood waters.
We are unable to locate two of the containers. And apparently, where the containers were, there's a river close by. We are seeing other containers in the river, but so far we have not able to identify containers. So the entire area where the containers were.
So there is a possibility that the containers simply washed away with the items?
That could be a possibility, not sure.
The Ministry of Health had warned members of the public to use caution when purchasing a number of items, as consuming contaminated food poses a serious health risk. Dr. McNeil could not, however, give an assurance that these weevil-infested staples are not being sold on the market.
When we notice the containers being open, we have secured it, we have seen it, and we have had our inspection on a daily basis making checks on the containers.
Meanwhile, the National Solid Waste Management Authority says residents of Portneuf in Catherine Parish will begin to see regular garbage collection resume over the next week. The announcement follows complaints from residents who have resorted to dumping garbage in undesignated areas to avoid rodent infestations in their communities. Andrew Gooden is the National Solid Waste Management Authority's public cleansing manager for the parish of St. Catherine.
Because of the size of MPM, we had to split it in five. So we operated for 1 week with 80% of the capacity because we had to pull out each day 20% to take them in for training. It is a very good thing. It's something that's very necessary, but it also comes with some pain because we have to then contend with the fall off that naturally come when you're not operating at full strength.
In the Bahamas, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard claimed the government fired people following an investigation that a bag of Bahamian passports were on board a Bahamas Air flight headed south. The office of the Prime Minister in a statement rejected Pintard's claim. On a campaign rally stage in Golden Isles on Thursday evening, Pintard charged that an investigation did happen. He says recently there was an investigation involving Bahamas Air. Pintard says the minister with responsibility for the airline has not said a word to the public, nor has the Minister of National Security or the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who has responsibility for passports, nor has the chief passport officer said anything. The office of the Prime Minister's response, which came minutes after Pintard spoke, called the minority leader's conduct unworthy of anyone offering themselves for national leadership. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.